This is Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Multidiscipline performer and educator Paige Hernandez says she created the show Liner Notes to bridge generational gaps while preserving the culture of hip-hop. She's done that by fusing hip-hop samples with actual liner notes from popular jazz, soul, and funk albums. She performs backed by a live quintet, including a vocalist, and the show tomorrow night at the BCPA will also feature dialogue, dance, and projected images. Hernandez says the idea for the show came from debating the merits of her love of hip-hop with her musician father, whose tastes were more old-school funk, jazz, and soul.
He would have me read the actual liner notes found on albums. I could really discover those artist statements in a way that would just only enhance my love for hip hop.
When your father is telling you this, did you know who those artists were at the time?
Nope. But by listening to them with him, our relationship got stronger. And then, yeah, I fell in love with jazz. I fell in love with funk, soul, genres that weren't on the radio or that I wasn't listening to with peers from school. And the other cool thing about this show is that I get to perform with both him, my dad on guitar, and my husband, who is on upright bass.
Liner Notes is a great idea for the name and for the concept, because any radio DJ, especially in jazz or blues or some of these, you know, non-mainstream type musics, it's probably the richest source of material for learning about the artists, learning about the music, learning about the record labels, and even learning about history, right?
Absolutely. And that's why it's been pegged as our show, educational, because in today's day and age, these liner notes are hard to find digitally. So being able to go back and read Marvin Gaye's liner notes from What's Going On, as well as Pete Rock and CL Smooth's liner notes from one of their biggest hip hop hits of the 90s. As an artist myself, it's so interesting that there was so much intention beyond the music, but it's up to us to discover it.
What do you mean by that? There's so much intention beyond the music.
Yeah, I was thinking we just recently did a show that was civil rights based, and we featured John Coltrane's Alabama. And that song in itself is powerful and has a message about the four girls who died in the Alabama bombing. But in the actual liner notes, he wanted people to play the song as if it was a prayer. So that if you didn't want to necessarily relate to the politics or, you know, the racial kind of controversy around it, you could play the song and still be able to honor them. And I was like, wow, it's almost like instructions or a manual with the art. I just thought that was so powerful, but how many people know that or hear that, that yes, the song serves as its own homage, but his intention behind it, which he actually says in his own voice, in his own words.
So does the story evolve through the years on what Liner Notes is actually saying, and is it always trying to connect old school music with the hip hop? So in other words, are you doing social commentary stories? Are you doing historical things along with that?
You know, the cool thing about Liner Notes and what we've kind of established is we're in our seventh year of performing and touring, but we've got about four or five different installments. So we've done a show just based on family connections. Think like the Osmond family and the Jackson Five, just family connections, or how Michael McDonald had his sisters sing all his background vocals. And then we had an installment based just on the civil rights movement, which I was just telling you about, where we just look at protest music and, again, linking it from the past to the future. So we can do something like Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
It's been a long time coming.
And then turn around and do Public Enemy Fight the Power.
Gotta give us what we need. Hey. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be.
And what's really awesome about a Liner Notes audience is we get to see that mirror in the audience that's also represented on stage. So we are multi-generational, and it means nothing more than to have an audience where, you know, the grandma's bringing her daughter is bringing her granddaughter, and everybody can enjoy the music together. We're also interactive, so we encourage folk to sing and dance and connect with their neighbors. So it really becomes a communal experience.
Oh, yes, it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he whines.